Agud Zavach, Guten Erev Yontif, Gemar Tov to everyone. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Today, earlier on Shabbos, we read Hazinu, and Hazinu has an interesting character trait similar to Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we have the minhag in many, many communities that when we say the Alchet, the Vidui, the Ashamnu, we sing it. And even if we recite it silently, the refrains, Bial Kula, Meloka, Slicho, Slachman, Mechalan, Kaper Lanu, Ashamnu has a certain niggun to it. We start Kol Nidre, confessing our vows that we feel that we need to do Hataras Nedarim for. We sing that. Very sort of strange type of practice that you take something which is pretty self-incriminating and we sing it forth. And this is true when it comes to Hazinu as well. Hazinu is a Shira. And embedded, tucked away in Hazinu are several psukim, which are quite damning to Klal Yisrael, critiquing, criticizing Klal Yisrael for the time that we reject and forget and ignore the reality and presence of Hashem in the world. And these psukim, which describe Klal Yisrael in a pretty negative light, are embedded in the Shira. And Shira, of course, means a poetry or poetic verse, and of course, means a song as well. So both Hazinu and Yom Kippur have this shared uniqueness or the shared oddity of speaking forth very derogatory things about Klal Yisrael or on a personal level, critical things about our own failures and frailties and our flaws and our faults and our mistakes and our sins. And yet we put it forth to song. But I think that embedded herein is a very powerful idea. And there's a life lesson that there are two ways that one can look at their mistakes and their sins and their flaws. And one is to be defeated by it, and the other is to see it as an opportunity for growth and development and as a stepping stone for maturation and spiritual refinement. And if we look at it from that perspective, then the mistakes are not something to be hidden, overlooked, tucked away, put underneath the carpet, but rather mistakes and sins and all of it is something almost to be celebrated because the human experience, the human condition demands failure. It demands failure. Ein tzaddik, there's no righteous person that doesn't sin. Everybody does it. The question isn't whether a person will sin or not, whether a person will fail in their life journey at any particular moment. The question is, what will we do with that experience? Will we succumb to it and be defeated by it? Or will we use it as an opportunity for growth and development and refinement? So I think that even though Yom Kippur is certainly a day which we do this in a very intense way, Hazinu reminds us that this is not just for Yom Kippur to think this way. Hazinu reminds us every single day of the year. Because every single day we have an opportunity for growth, an opportunity for success, and an opportunity for failure. But failure itself can be the stepping stone for success. We should sing forth the Ashamnu, as it were, of everyday life. There's another interesting point from the Sedra, and that is the Pasuk says, Ki Adina Shemamo, Ki Yira Ki Az Lasyad, etc. And this Pasuk means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have Judgment Day come. In other words, the time of Geula will arrive and Hashem will judge the world for what it has done to Klal Yisrael. Ki yira ki az lasyad. When Hashem sees that the Jewish people, their hand has become weak. That is to say that things are so bad, Hashem is going to bring the Geula. And on this Pasuk, the Gemara tells us four different approaches. The Gemara says, Ein ben David ba, Mashiach will not come, ad, number one, ad sheyir behamasaros, until those who maser, those who speak ill of Klal Yisrael and put Klal Yisrael in danger, will be great. There will be a multiplicity of such individuals in the community. When things are so bad, then Mashiach will come. Or, ad sheyismah to hatalmidim, things will be so bad, there will be hardly anybody learning Torah. Or, things will be so bad, people will be destitute, won't even have a penny in the pocket. Or, that people will have just given up on the idea of Geula altogether. I mean, this is just one sad story after the other. that things, basically the common denominator of all of them, is that things are going to be so bad that just give up hope. I mean, it's just, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go but up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get us there because we can't do it on our own. However, I'd like to share with you a different attack on these. The Ben Yehoyada says, Shehir b'hamesoros, don't read Mesoros as those who maser, those who speak ill, the Malshinim, those who speak ill of Klal Yisrael and put us in danger, but rather from the word Musar, Achiyir Bahamasaurus, those who give Musar, when we have relationships such that we can critique and criticize one another and thus make each other better. And thus we create a community, families, relationships, communities, Klal Yisrael of Baalei Musar, then Mashiach will come. This is not a statement of despair, but it's a statement of hope. Similarly, Achi Yisma'a to Atalmidim, says Ben Yehoyada, doesn't mean there's going to be hardly anybody learning Torah. But Yisma'a Atalmidim means you're going to have all the Harifim, people are going to be so sharp and knowledgeable and Chachamim that, yes, everybody's a Talmid Chacham, we're always learning. But Yisma'a to Atalmidim means that we're going to be in a state where we can be the teachers, not just the beginner students. So Ein Ben David Ba means that there is a prophecy of future greatness for Klal Yisrael, for an extraordinary future, which will thus bring about a Mashiach. Thirdly, Ad Shetichle Pruta Menakis. This is not the Ben Yehoyada says it, but one might suggest that Shetichle Pruta Menakis means that there won't be even a penny in the pocket because people will be so generous and kind and giving. They just want to empty their pockets and give it away. Actually, Tichla Pruta, don't even have a penny in our pockets anymore because we just want to help another Jew. And finally, Actually, Yisya Shumen Hagula, I heard a beautiful interpretation of this in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Actually, Yisya Shumen Hagula doesn't mean that people are going to be in such a state of despair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will scoop them up in redemption. But Yisya'ashu min Hagula means that Mashiach will come when we stop looking for redemption in other places. People look for all types of other avenues to seek redemption, personal redemption, communal redemption, world redemption. We try to find it in all types of places. And over the course of Jewish history, there have been so many movements and so many ideologies and so many social constructs that people believed this is going to be the avenue to an idyllic life. This is going to bring us the utopian vision. And on an individual level, people very often forgetting to direct their cry for assistance to the Ribbon Shel Olam, who's standing right before us, look to all other types of ways other than the one which is right in front of us. And that is the powerful, the most powerful hand of the Ribbon Shel Olam himself. And so, Achi Yisya Shu Min HaGeula means that when people finally despair of everything else and they're able to look at the Ribbon Shel Olam and say, ah, then Ben David will come. Of course, I'm sure many of us know the famous story of an Akara, a barren woman who comes to a Rebbe for a bracha, and she says, Rebbe, you're my last hope. And he says, I'm not giving you a bracha. He says, but you were my last hope. And he turns her away. And she leaves crying, and he hears her muttering, now the only thing left for me to do is to daven to the Ribbon Shel Olam. And at that point, the Rebbe says, now I'm ready to give you a bracha. Well-known story, but it reflects this beautifully. Ad sheyisyashu min hageula. We have to give up looking for our personal redemptions in all different areas and avenues and quarters. And look at the gateway, which is standing right in front of me, the opportunity for personal geula right in front of me. And that is the open hands and arms of the Ribbon Shel Olam. And we find that not through seeking out, but through seeking in. Because each of us has chelek elokam mima'al mamish within us, a little piece of the Ribbon Shel Olam, the neshama within us. And if we can access that, if we can be mindful of ourselves and truly be at one with our internal self and be able to reveal the best versions of who we are, then that is the most effective, most powerful way that we could potentially bring Geula Shleima, Herav Yameinu, Amen, Agud Yantif to all.